Indeed, those who came with falsehood are a group among you. Do not think it bad for you, rather it is good for you. For every person among them is what punishment he has earned from the sin, and he who took upon himself the greater portion thereof, for him is a great punishment. Why, when you heard it, did not the believing men and believing women think good of themselves and say, "This is an obvious falsehood"? Why did they who slandered not produce for it four witnesses? And when they do not produce the witnesses, then it is they, in the sight of Allah, who are the liars. And if it had not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy in this world and the hereafter, you would have been touched for that lie in which you were involved by a great punishment. When you received it with your tongues and said with your mouths that of which you had no knowledge and thought it was insignificant, while it was, in the sight of Allah, tremendous. And why, when you heard it, did you not say, "It is not for us to speak of this. Exalted are you, O Allah. This is a great slander"? Allah warns you against returning to the likes of this conduct ever, if you should be believers. And Allah makes clear to you the verses, and Allah is knowing and wise. Indeed, those who like that immorality should be spread among those who have believed will have a painful punishment in this world and the hereafter. And Allah knows, and you do not know. And if it had not been for the favor of Allah upon you and His mercy, and because Allah is kind and merciful,